Speaking at the Young African Leaders Initiative Summit in Washington, D.C. today, Mrs. Obama, who said she stood along the women of Africa, recalled the support she received from men in her family to become the woman she is today.
I am today because of the people in my family, particularly the men in my family, who valued me and invested in me from the day I was born. Which is why I went on to marry a man who had the good sense to fall in love with a woman who was his equal.
She said, as an African-American woman, her journey to the White House was rooted in the legacy of her ancestors, grandparents, and parents, showing her and the world that women are able to be catalysts in the changing world around them. Quoting the namesake of the YALI program, Nelson Mandela, she said, quote, "It always seems impossible until it is done." Mrs. Obama, who has long been an advocate for young women's rights, called for the change in the educational, cultural, and social rights for young girls and women. She said the problem of gender equality is not only an issue of resources, but lingering oppressive attitudes and beliefs. YALI fellow Rumbizai Dube, a human rights lawyer, says she found Michelle Obama's speech inspiring. Dube says she agrees 100% with Mrs. Obama and is calling men to join the discussion of equality.
I agree 100% with her. The fight that we have against gender discrimination cannot be won unless the other half of the population works along with the women to create an environment that enables women to be equal. If women fight for gender equality by themselves and men do not support them, men are, most of the time, the perpetrators of discrimination. They're the perpetrators of violence. So we need them on board to understand that women are equal human beings deserving of equal dignity and respect. And so I agree 100% with Michelle that this fight cannot be won unless men are on board.
Sibu Sisiwe Ndlovu Bebe, who works with women in media, praised Mrs. Obama for recognizing the men in her life and the men who are working for gender equality.
Actually, she encouraged them to play a bigger role in bringing up the status of women. And for me, it just started something towards encouraging men because they've felt left out, they felt accused. They are the perpetrators and the bad guys. So now having a message like that shows that, no, we need to call men into this fight. They are part of the change that we need to see and that we need to encourage. So I really like that message from her because it's the kind of message we should be framing for our societies to say, men, thank you for what you're doing. Please join with us and transform other men because it's not all men that abuse women. Some men have actually been doing a great job of uplifting women.
Brian Geza, a father of three and artist with Shishamiso Arts, said the call for men to support women is welcomed. He says as a young man from Zimbabwe, he is working to sensitize all men, mainly those in the rural areas, about gender equality.
We will continue to address the same issue she mentioned. We've been doing it 14 years now. But I think we'll go more rural this time because in the urban environment, we feel they are more exposed to a lot of information, but the rural sector, the rural community need more advocacy, need more of information towards this. The rural men need men like ourselves who are coming from the urban environment, going to them, advocating for behavioral change towards women issues, and above all, what is to love.
Mrs. Obama praised the 2014 YALI participants, encouraging them to nurture their legacy and continue to represent their countries and Africa. She told the participants the future of Africa was in their hands. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Tatenda Gumbo.